What if the very tool designed to protect you has become your greatest tormentor? Research reveals that the average person spends nearly 2 hours daily consumed by worry. That's 5 years of a lifetime lost to imaginary catastrophes that rarely materialize. Yet, here's the radical truth. Worry isn't hardwired into your DNA. It's a learned mental habit. And like any habit, it can be unlearned. Your brain possesses an extraordinary feature called neuroplasticity, the ability to rewire itself based on where you direct your attention. Think of it like this. Every time you worry, you're essentially doing bicep curls for your anxiety. But what if you could train different mental muscles instead? The science is clear. You can literally reshape your neural pathways to experience calm, clarity, and confidence as your default state rather than chronic anxiety. Our ancestors survived because their brains assumed the worst. Mistaking a rock for a lion meant no harm done, but mistaking a lion for a rock meant becoming lunch. This negativity bias served us brilliantly when saber-toothed tigers lurked behind every bush. Today, however, this same mechanism treats an awkward email exchange like a life-threatening emergency. Your brain floods your body with stress chemicals designed for short bursts of survival, not the relentless psychological pressures of modern life. When worry becomes chronic, your sympathetic nervous system gets stuck in high alert, aging you prematurely and making genuine relaxation nearly impossible. Consider Marie, a high-achieving professional who became the producer of her own mental horror movie, escalating from one catastrophic scenario to the next until exhaustion, impatience, and joylessness consumed her days. But here's what changes everything. You weren't born worrying. As a toddler learning to walk, you demonstrated remarkable courage, persistence, and risk-taking without a single anxious thought about failure. Those capabilities haven't vanished. They've simply been buried under layers of learned worry patterns. Your mental state reflects measurable electrical activity through 5 brainwaves. Beta solves problems but triggers anxiety. Alpha provides comfort and regeneration. Theta dissolves worry and unlocks intuition. Delta enables restorative sleep. Gamma creates laser focus while blocking worry. You can consciously shift between these states. Try expanding awareness to full peripheral vision. Notice worry dissolving as you activate calmer frequencies. When stressed, blood pools in your core, leaving hands cold. Warm your hands through focused attention to trigger relaxation, shifting from anxious beta to peaceful alpha. Even posture alters brain chemistry. A power pose held 2 minutes increases testosterone and decreases cortisol, building genuine confidence. The whole brain state, achieved when blood flow equalizes between hemispheres, creates emotional balance and enhances problem solving. To reach it, focus on what's not there: space between fingers, around your body, emptiness in a room. When you focus on nothing, your brain cannot develop a story, eliminating judgment, worry, and anxiety entirely. Daydreaming isn't wasted time. It's essential for creativity and insight. When your mind wanders pleasantly, you enter alpha brainwave states that access your unconscious mind, where breakthrough ideas reside. Einstein daydreamed about running alongside light beams. Edison relaxed so deeply that steel balls would drop from his hands, waking him to capture emerging insights. Research shows taking breaks from problem solving increases performance by 40% because your unconscious continues working. The crucial distinction? Positive mind wandering explores possibilities and solutions, while negative mind wandering replays destructive scenarios. Between waking and sleep exists a liminal state where theta brainwaves dominate, releasing endocannabinoids like anandamide, Sanskrit for bliss, that diminish stress while producing profound well-being. Spending 10 to 20 minutes in this deep state dive can increase creativity by up to 700%. Evelyn's transformation illustrates theta state's power. After several sessions, her calm persisted for days, dramatically raising her stress threshold. 10 sessions created space between impulses and reactions, letting her examine workplace dynamics objectively and recognize her calling towards social justice. Most powerfully, Theta helped her release a childhood belief inherited from her mother. I have to worry to make sure things turn out right. Research on addiction reveals Theta training's profound impact. Studies achieved 80% sobriety rates after 5 years compared to near zero with standard treatment, simply by teaching patients to access their brain's natural comfort mechanisms. Marina faced a life-changing Paris move, but found herself paralyzed by worry. Anti-anxiety medication caused dissociation and emotional numbness. The breakthrough came when she grasped a crucial distinction. Setting an intention empowers you, while ruminating exhausts you. Once Marina decided to relocate, her brain supported this decision by noticing positive reinforcement everywhere. Marina transformed her Paris anxiety by interrupting worry with a mantra, "I am capable, I am strong, I can keep myself safe." 7 emotional circuits drive our behavior, and neuro-repatterning teaches conscious regulation. When worry strikes, replace it with curiosity. Ask what's truly happening. Stop moving and locate the emotion in your body. Take deep breaths until calm. Ask yourself what you need, then act on it. Finally, activate positive circuits like humor, play, or nurturing connection. Since you cannot hold 2 emotional states simultaneously, activating positive circuits automatically dissipates worry, anger, or fear. Jack discovered this while caring for his ill wife. Weekend self-care and daily meditation provided perspective. He set up a sculpting studio and began planning his business, essential practices that rewired his brain to embrace both caregiving and creative expression. Simple daily practices create neural pathways that make calm your default state. L-theanine tea stimulates alpha frequency. Running water soothes mind and body. Birdwatching relaxes the nervous system. Time with happy people releases oxytocin. Exercise stabilizes mood. Sunlight provides vitamin D and happiness. Morning gratitude sets your mental trajectory. Daily meditation quiets your sympathetic nervous system. Flow states eliminate worry while enhancing performance. Gary, a pole vaulter overshadowed by his brother, learned to mentally review successful jumps and shift focus from the bar's height to automatic movements. By creating a hypnotic trigger activated by holding the pole, he cleared heights 6 inches higher on consecutive days. Flow intensifies with challenging activities at the edge of your capabilities. Too easy causes boredom, too difficult triggers anxiety. Your unconscious mind drives flow states and generates solutions your conscious mind cannot access. Relaxing through walks, showers, or nature immersion allows creative ideas to emerge naturally. Changing your environment interrupts worry patterns and creates space for your unconscious mind to connect ideas. But the real transformation comes from mastering your mind itself. Every tool requires practice, not perfection. Start small. Choose 1 technique and commit for 2 weeks. Notice what shifts. Your brain has spent years strengthening worry pathways. Give yourself permission to build new ones gradually. Remember Marie, Evelyn, Marina, Jack, and Gary, ordinary people who reclaimed their minds from worry. You possess the same neuroplasticity, the same capacity for change. The question isn't whether you can live worry-free, it's whether you'll invest in your mental freedom with the same dedication you give your career and relationships. Beyond that commitment lies a life where calm becomes your default, where challenges feel manageable, where your mind becomes your ally. That life is waiting. All that remains is the decision to begin.